Working at MSU as a mass communications professor for 7 years, Stephen Middleton has been busy with more than just his students. He is also a cinematographer who films various documentaries that cover the Appalachian region. He has brought to life stories about people who collect scrap metal for a living, who become unlikely wrestlers, and those who are introducing traditional music back to a younger generation. While growing up, the Phoenix native says that he saw one movie that inspired him to want to make documentaries.
There was one particular movie, and I know it's a cheesy, hokey movie that inspired me, but it was the Tim Burton movie Ed Wood, about Edward D. Wood Jr., voted the worst filmmaker of all time. But it was watching that movie, seeing him like have this hodgepodge group of people trying to make these movies with no budget, inspired me.
Middleton's most recent production was Never Get Out Alive. It featured the death and dying traditions of Appalachia and its funeral industry. Middleton says it was a very heavy topic, and after making that piece, he decided his next documentary had to be something livelier.
I'm pretty jovial as a person, you know. I'd rather smile and laugh than be serious sometimes. And it was a really deep subject, and even though I really appreciated all of that and loved the support, I was like, I need to do something lighter. You know, as a kid, my dad, he loved stopping in strange places and strange shops, and we'd always be on the road so much traveling. He would go into these places, world's largest rose bush, you know, giant alligator, you know, man-eating chicken type places on Route 66, and we'd stop in these places. It was so cool. I want to do a documentary on these kind of strange roadside attractions, if there is any.
Middleton found 6 strange attractions in the Commonwealth, and his new documentary, Commonwealth Curiosities, focuses on those eccentric places. He traveled across the state and visited the Northeast Kentucky Museum, the Kentucky Reptile Zoo, Wild Things in Kentucky, and the Hillbilly Gardens, to name just a few.
And this was straight out of Route 66. A guy had kind of a Stonehenge made with lawnmowers. You know, he had giant circus art in his yard. He had what he called the Walk of Puns, where he wrote all these puns with these signs as he walked around. You know, there was a rake in the mud, muck raking, and he called it his journalist station, which I'm sure all the listeners will like. You know, really, it was just trying to show just how kind of unique Kentucky still is if you take the time to go off the beaten path and find these places.
About halfway through making his documentary, Middleton ran into a serious problem. A crucial part of his equipment had broken. Working without a budget and only having the money in his pockets to get him by, Middleton began an online fundraising effort. The Kickstarter campaign brought in $500 in donations in the very first day, and he met his goal of raising $1,000 9 days after that.
I was totally blown away by it, and you know, from friends and family, and the bulk of the people giving money to the project were people that I didn't know and had saw the trailer and had an interest in kind of roadside America and kind of the weird old America and Kentucky.
The money raised will be used to purchase a new camera lens and an iMac. Middleton says he spent $1,500 of his own money on the project so far. Middleton hopes that his new documentary will be finished this fall and be ready for an early November screening at Moorhead's Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop. He hopes that those who view it will have the opposite reaction he received from Never Get Out Alive. He wants them to have a good time.
I hope people laugh and they find these places interesting, and I hope it inspires other people to strike out, not just in Kentucky, but wherever you're from, and have some sort of pride about where you're from and go see some of these places before they're all gone. You know, our country's quickly become homogenized, and we're nothing but shopping centers and fast food chains, and see these places before that old weird America is gone forever.
Stephen Middleton continues to make progress in his documentary about some of Kentucky's odd and unusual places to see. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.